Thank you, Madam Moderator. Dear Secretary General, Ministers, Ambassadors, Excellencies, colleagues and friends, access to essential health services for millions of people in Afghanistan, especially women and girls, is likely to reduce sharply because of a pause in donor funding to the country's largest health project, Sahat Mandi. This project is the backbone of Afghanistan's health system, supporting more than 2,300 health facilities. This pause in funding could result in a worst-case scenario of more than 90% of these clinics and hospitals shutting their doors. Health facilities have already closed, and several NGOs have scaled down their operations. This will likely lead to serious reductions in services, threatening the gains we have made in maternal and child mortality over the past 20 years, causing disruption to COVID-19 vaccinations and jeopardizing the progress we have made to eradicate polio in Afghanistan, which is one of only two countries in which wild polio virus remains endemic. Last year, Afghanistan recorded 56 cases of wild polio virus. So far this year, there has been only one. These gains are under threat. To mitigate these impacts, WHO has three requests. First, WHO and our partners have identified 538 priority clinics and hospitals for immediate support under the Sahat Mandi project. We're requesting $66 million to support these facilities and deliver essential health services for 3.4 million people until the end of the year. Second, we ask that a decision soon be made about the future financing and implementation of Sahat Mandi, so that any disruption to essential health services is minimized. WHO is willing to play a substantial long-term role in collaboration with UNICEF and other agencies. And third, we ask the United Nations and our international partners to continue exploring options for sustaining and expediting a humanitarian air bridge and road transportation option. WHO was the first agency to airlift essential medicines and supplies into Afghanistan through Mazar-i-Ashraf Airport. With the help of the government of Qatar and Pakistan, as well as the World Food Program, we will have delivered around 140 metric tons by this Wednesday. But we need a reliable supply chain for essential medicines and supplies to be established urgently. Finally, I thank the women and men of WHO's national and international staff who continue to work every day to protect and promote the health of all Afghanistan people. Thank you. Back to you, Madam Chair.